digging back in. Now it is election season, of course, which means a lot of folks are throwing their hat in the ring to try to establish themselves as politicians or extend their career, whatever it might be. My next guest, Andy Shaver, serves as the founding and senior pastor of Real Life Church in Charlotte, Michigan. He joins me now. Pastor, good to have you here.
It's great to be with you. Thanks, Steve, for having me on the show.
What would possess a man to do such a thing? You want to get in politics. You see what it's like in there, right? You know what goes on in there. But you're campaigning for the 76th District State House Representative position. Why would you do that?
Yes, sir. I do all too well. Well, you know, the lines have been crossed. And we all have our lines. We have we've pastored this church for almost 20 years. We started it. My wife and I, when we were young, and the lines are just being crossed. My opponent votes against the good people of this district and sides with our governor every single time.
And who is the incumbent right now? Who are you running? Who is the Democrat? Are there other Republicans in the race for the primary?
There's another Republican that just jumped in the race last week. But my opponent is the head of the House Appropriations Committee, Angela Whitwer, and it's time for a change to represent this district. We started a school, Steve, back in the middle of the pandemic here as a part of the church. Education is a huge catalyst for my family and I, and I have five children, and just want to see parents' rights restored when it comes to education and medical care, as well as the over-sexualization of our children absolutely has to stop.
So how do you get there? This seat has not gone to a Republican, not been held by a Republican, since 1998, if I'm reading this properly.
That's not accurate. Tom Barrett was in there.
I got you. So this is, I've wondered if this was right. So this is a mistake here. But so tell me, how do you win? How do you get Angela Whitwer out of there?
People have to get out and vote. Really, the biggest thing is people getting out and voting. We have new voting laws. Whether we prefer them or not, we need to embrace them. And we need to get people signed up for absentee ballots, and people need to vote. If every person that's passionate about this just connected with 10 people and help them get out to vote, we could change the landscape of what's happening in our representative government here in Michigan.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it. I see what happened here. They changed the names of these districts when they move stuff around, right? So. Yep. I would think that the district carried by Tom Barrett that includes the city of Charlotte and Potterville and that part of the state, right?
Yeah.
That's got to be a Republican leaning district, doesn't it?
It does. There's some parts of Lansing that jut out into Eaton County that are also a part of the district. So it's diverse, but it's very winnable if people come together and vote. And so we're really passionate. I've always been passionate about voting. My dad taught me that voting isn't a right. It is a duty, just like anything else we have as an American. And so people need to get out and vote. And there's a lot of people that are passionate. I was just down at the Eaton County Expo for the weekend and heard from a lot of parents about their concerns with education and medical rights. And I heard from a lot of property owners about property rights with the local zoning being taken away from big wind and big solar and given to the state bureaucrats. We've got to make a change. And my opponent voted for that $82 billion state budget that we have. It was just $55 billion a few years ago. Not sure how we're going to pay for all of that, but
none of them have any idea how they're going to pay for anything. Michigan has an $82 billion budget. The state of Pennsylvania's budget's $45 billion, basically right. Half, right? So it tells you something. Looking at the vote count from the last election, though, Whitwer got 55.5% of the vote. I mean, you've got some some ground to make up there, right, to make this possible. What is your, when you talk to people, what's your number one issue out there? When you say, you know, the lines have been crossed, what's your number one issue there, Andy?
Number one issue is going to be parental rights. My son that was 13, we took him into U of M to have knee surgery. He's an athlete. And they were trying to convince me that he had to give permission to them for medical care to be discussed with me as his father. There's no law that allows for that presently. But it's a policy that many of the major hospital networks have in Michigan, to my understanding. Parental rights with education are being violated. Presently, there's legislation being proposed that would conflict with parents' rights to determine their kids' education and really more make it like a one-payer system.
Right.
And so... standing up for parents, you know, there is a hate speech legislation that has been passed and some other that's being proposed that will infringe on pastors and other people's rights to speak about faith potentially. We're headed in the wrong direction, Steve. It's time to.
I don't disagree with you, Andy. Yeah, no, I think parental rights is a hell of a topic to plant your flag on, and freedom of speech, another great place to plant your flag. I agree with you, Andy. Andy Schaefer, running for the 76th District State House District in Michigan. I wish you all the best. Real quickly, is there a place, a website, or someplace where they can find you?
Yeah, absolutely. Andy4StateRep.com. One more time. Andy4StateRep.com.
Andy4StateRep.com. There you have it. Andy, I wish you the very best, Andy Schaefer. I agree with you. We're going the wrong direction. Maybe it's the year to get things back under control. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right. Still to come. Former Governor Jim Gilmore will be here. What about this Ukraine aid bill? Did Donald Trump support it? We'll find out.